Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Indira Lakshmanan, and we're going back to Philadelphia on day two of the Democratic National Convention in the City of Brotherly Love. And joining us is Anthony Brooks, senior political correspondent. Anthony, welcome.
Good to be here, Indira.
So yesterday, the focus was on party unity amid this noisy revolt by some Bernie Sanders supporters. Then First Lady Michelle Obama stole the show with an emotional speech that brought Democratic delegates to their feet. Let's listen.
This November, when we go to the polls, that is what we're deciding. Not Democrat or Republican, not left or right. No, in this election and every election is about who will have the power to shape our children for the next 4 or 8 years of their lives.
There were speeches from three Bay Staters, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, Congressman Joe Kennedy III, and finally Senator Elizabeth Warren.
If you believe that America must work for all of us, not just for the rich and powerful, then let's work our hearts out to make Hillary Clinton the next president of the United States.
And tonight, former President Bill Clinton will dominate primetime in his new role as Hillary Booster-in-Chief. So, Anthony, you were there last night. Tell us where you are right now.
Well, right now I'm just off the convention floor where delegates are beginning to assemble. A little while ago, Vice President Joe Biden was out there. Alicia Keys has been doing a sound check with her band. So the delegates are drifting in and preparing for another big night ahead, as you said, which will be dominated by former President Bill Clinton.
So yesterday was this roller coaster for Democrats. There was this noisy band of Bernie diehards, apparently mostly from California, jeering during primetime speeches, even drowning out the comedian Sarah Silverman, who felt compelled to tell them, "You're being ridiculous."
That's right.
It felt a bit off from the day's theme, United Together. Did Bernie manage to calm his troops?
Well, that's the big question. I mean, Bernie Sanders did what he had to do last night. I mean, he doubled down on his endorsement of Hillary Clinton for president. He did everything he could to make a case to his supporters that Hillary Clinton is the best choice for president, and tried to convince supporters who don't want to support her, vote for her, that they're risking putting Donald Trump in the White House. But, you know, this is a fractious group of Sanders, or sort of Bernie or bust people. At one point during the day yesterday, he had to admonish his delegates by saying, "Brothers and sisters, please, this is the real world." So last night we saw him making that strong pitch for Clinton, and by the end of the evening, after his speech, after Michelle Obama's speech, there was a sense that Democrats managed to salvage the day with a positive message and offer a glimpse of the kind of unity that Democrats want to present here. But Indira, it has to be said, there's a hardcore faction of Bernie or bust delegates here. As you mentioned, a lot of them are in the California delegation. They're still here. My guess is we're still going to be hearing from them.
What about within the Massachusetts delegation? Are any of those people diehard Bernie or bust folks?
If they are, I haven't spoken to them. The Bernie delegates, the Bernie Sanders delegates that I've spoken to in Massachusetts reluctantly say, "We get it. He's not going to be president, and we're going to vote for Hillary Clinton," even without enthusiasm.
Let's talk about Michelle Obama for a while. She was obviously the show stealer. I mean, she seemed to be the only one who was able to silence disaffected Sanders supporters.
It's true. I mean, that was quite a speech. I mean, the delegates were all on their feet, and she really managed to turn a day that was marked by division and anger into a real sort of vision and hope. You know, a couple of interesting things about Michelle Obama. She really challenged Donald Trump's view of America as a country in crisis, never mentioning his name, but challenging the very idea that this is a country that needs to be made great again. You know, in her view, this is a country that is already great. She made a strong case for her husband's record, a big push for Hillary Clinton, and spoke very movingly this idea that a black president and a first lady can live in a house built by slaves, suggesting just how far this country has come. It was quite a moment in the convention hall when she spoke last night.
I was also struck by a very emotional Michelle Obama, whose voice even cracked when she talked about how important it was to her that her own daughters learn from Hillary Clinton that being a woman and being president is possible. And that really seemed to move a lot of people. But there was, of course, a very important other woman politician in this case who came right after, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who took a completely different approach and really went after Donald Trump. Let's listen to a bit of that.
Donald Trump said he was excited for the 2008 housing crash that devastated millions of American families because he thought it would help him scoop up more real estate on the cheap. Donald Trump set up a fake university to make money by cheating people and taking their life savings.
Well, she sounded like an attack dog, especially in contrast to Mrs. Obama. How was she received?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I think Elizabeth Warren was in a tough place last night. She followed Michelle Obama. That was a tough act to follow. And, you know, Michelle Obama offered this wonderful oratory and this vision of hope. And Elizabeth Warren came out. And as you said, she sort of had two roles. One was attack dog. She really gave it to Donald Trump. You know, her job was also to kind of provide a sort of bridge to Bernie Sanders and to be almost like a progressive ambassador to Sanders supporters. And I think she did that pretty well. But I think in general, she was more muted maybe than usual. And after Michelle Obama, there was sort of a sense of the air kind of going out of the room a little bit during Elizabeth Warren's speech. Still, I mean, she did what she had to do, you know, and we're going to see her on the campaign trail quite a bit between now and November.
Hmm. Seems like she's a really effective surrogate for Hillary Clinton. All right, Anthony, you've been talking to Massachusetts delegates. You interviewed Congresswoman Catherine Clark of Massachusetts about where things stand in Philadelphia. Let's listen to your interview.
I think that yesterday was our steam valve day, where Democrats who were supporting Bernie Sanders wanted to express how much they care about their candidate. But I think that that was the proper place for yesterday. And as the week progresses, I am sure that we are going to see people coming together supporting Hillary Clinton. The stakes are too high for us with a Trump candidacy not to be unified.
Yeah, so Indira, that's Congresswoman Catherine Clark. And I think that's a hopeful view of sort of mainstream Democrats here who are Hillary Clinton supporters, that, you know, the steam was sort of let out yesterday and now they're in a better position to sort of present a unified party. We'll see if that's the case.
All right, quick last question. Bill Clinton, former president, could be the nation's first gentleman, will be dominating primetime tonight. He is, of course, a famous orator. What are you expecting to hear from him?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I mean, this is the man who knows Hillary Clinton better than anyone. He describes her on the campaign trail as a change maker, someone who knows how to get things done, the right experience, the right background. But Bill Clinton is a complicated figure in this political environment. He supported NAFTA. He supported welfare reform. He supported financial deregulation. Don't ask, don't tell. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles those diehard Sanders or bust faction. I think there's a potential that his speech could inflame the kind of disunity we saw yesterday. On the other hand, Clinton is the consummate politician, and he's nothing if not a master of reading a room. So my guess is he threads the needle pretty effectively and pulls people together. But it's certainly going to be fascinating to watch.
That's Anthony Brooks, WBUR's senior political reporter, speaking with us from the DNC in Philadelphia. Thanks so much, Anthony. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
My pleasure, Indira. Always good to talk to you.